off to church to hear the vicar's lie. We commend their soul to your keep, O God. Yet he has no idea if Jim believed Christ cost. Widow knows Jesus was but blasphemy to Jim, but the vicar sounds nice, as does the hymn. No harm done, you say, comfort this sad day, but the vicar knows Jesus is the only way. And if Jim never ever saw the light, not even on his last lonely night, then Jim lies in the grave asleep, not in God's loving arms to keep. He awaits judgment on Jesus' return. A life without God is dreadful fate to learn. A rich man asked Abraham to warn his brothers. I'm sure if now he could, Jim would, and all others. It's not what God in love ever wanted. He sent his son, forgiveness granted. Those who know they must repent, for all have sinned, that's what's meant. Only then can Jesus take some of the pain from any loved one who does remain. Jesus went to prepare a place for those who follow him in life's race. So please, vicars, ministers, preachers, remember that you are life's teachers. It is your holy, vital commission, though you'll be held in some derision, to call all of us to repentance, not collude with lie by silence. Jim's future is not to enter the pearly gate, but suffer for considering Jesus too late. So tell the truth, too old to youth, you may save them from the fiery lake. And remember too, for your own